Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, April 12th. A gun and a number of high-capacity magazines have been recovered from the scene of this morning's shooting in a Brooklyn subway station. Police think the gun may have jammed. Authorities in New York City say at least 16 people were injured, 10 were shot, and 5 are in critical but stable condition. Police do not have the shooter in custody. They say he set off a smoke bomb and then opened fire. He was reportedly wearing a gas mask. They don't yet know the motive. Hundreds of FBI police and emergency responders are on the scene. The Grey Bruce Health Unit says it has received a limited supply of the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine. Public Health says the protein-based non-mRNA Novavax vaccine was approved by Health Canada in February for use in those aged 18 and older. A release from the health unit says the Novavax shot can be an alternative for people with allergies to mRNA vaccines or for those who are unable or unwilling to receive an mRNA vaccine. The Grey Bruce Health Unit says it is now contacting people who added their name to a waiting list for Novavax. Others who are interested in receiving the vaccine are being asked to call public health. The National Advisory Committee on Immunization continues to preferentially recommend the use of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines for most people. Russian President Vladimir Putin says peace talks with Ukraine have reached a dead end and his so-called military operation will continue until its initial tasks set out at the start of the operation have been completed. Putin and Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko held a press briefing today at a spaceport in eastern Russia. Putin insists his military operation is going to plan and denies the reports of mass killings in Bucha. He said today his main goal is to, quote, help the people of the Donbass region. The Ontario government says it's launching a new website to help people navigate how to start a new business. Associate Minister of Digital Government Khalid Rashid says the provincial government heard from the business community that it can be overwhelming to find information on how to start a business in Ontario. They've now created ontario.ca/business with consolidated information to make it easier for entrepreneurs to navigate the process of starting a business. Over time, the website will develop with new tools to take the confusion out of completing necessary paperwork and permits. The City of Owen Sound says due to unforeseen circumstances, the transit terminal is closed today and will also be closed tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. The city didn't give any details about the closure but says it apologizes for any inconvenience. Comedian Gilbert Gottfried has died. His family announced the news today. He had a long illness reportedly linked to a heart abnormality. He was 67 years old. Gilbert Gottfried was best known for his unique voice and his role as the parrot Iago in Disney's Aladdin. He was a stand-up comedian, a cast member of Saturday Night Live, Hollywood Squares, The Cosby Show, and numerous movies. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 75 points to 21,715. The Dow Jones is down 87 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.10 U.S. cents, down 0.6 of a cent. And the price of oil is $100.76, up $6.47 a barrel. In sports in the NHL tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs play at home against the Buffalo Sabres. Game time is 7 o'clock. The Leafs are looking to make it 3 straight wins. 2 games in the Ontario Hockey League, Sarnia takes on Flint and the Guelph Storm visit the Erie Otters. Guelph is currently 2 points up on the Owen Sound Attack for 5th in the Western Conference with a game in hand. Tomorrow, the Attack hosts the Barrie Colts at the Bayshore. In Major League Baseball, Yusei Kikuchi will make his first start for the Toronto Blue Jays tonight as they continue a 4-game series on the road against the New York Yankees. The Jays took the opener 3-0 last night. And in the NBA, the play-in tournament gets underway this evening. Cleveland takes on Brooklyn, and the LA Clippers face Minnesota, with the 7th seeds in the Eastern and Western Conferences on the line. The Raptors are scheduled to open their playoff series against the Philadelphia 76ers on Saturday.